I'm sorry I missed last week. My work schedule changed drastically, and that threw my whole being in disarray, I'm sorry to say. And I just did not get a study done, so I apologize for that. Let's open with prayer. Our Father God, I thank you that we have this time right now to come together to think about Jesus as our wonderful counselor. I pray that the words I say will be pleasing to you and that they will have a good effect on those who hear it, and that a greater appreciation of this wonderful role of Jesus as our counselor can be felt and understood. In Jesus' name, amen. From Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." Those words, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, are words that we hear so often, especially around Christmas time. We hear them quoted on greeting cards, spoken at Christmas programs, and they're very familiar. But do we stop to consider what these names reveal to us about Christ's personality and ministry to us? So we're going to be looking at the first of these today as we continue our study of the names of God. Wonderful Counselor is a combination of two Hebrew words, Pele and Yoez. And I apologize to any Hebrew scholars out there for my ignorance in proper pronunciation of these words. I'm sure I don't do them justice. Pele means a miracle, a marvel, or a wonder. And it's also used in Psalm 139, verse 6. And in Psalm 139, the psalmist is talking about how well God knows him, and he's praising God for creating him. And in verse 6, he declares, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." The second word, Yoez, means to advise or counsel or to devise purpose. In Micah 4:9, it's translated king, and this implies a king with the power to resolve whatever situation is at hand. And it can also mean a counselor with the power to resolve. So when we put these two words together, they form a phrase that implies a wise king giving guidance to his people. In Isaiah 28:29, this phrase is used again. "All this also comes from the Lord Almighty, whose plan is wonderful, whose wisdom is magnificent." Jesus was miraculously born to become an amazing advisor who marvelously works in all things for God's purpose and will. There are three facts about Jesus that are relevant to understanding his role as a wonderful counselor. And the first one is Jesus was both God and man during his earthly ministry. Now, he wasn't God and man before his incarnation, but when he was on earth, he was wholly God and wholly man. Acts 10:36 through 38 says, "You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him." Jesus performed at least 34 miracles when he lived on earth. He forgave people's sins. He created life from a dead body more than once, and he was resurrected from the dead and ascended to the Father, and all these are proofs of his deity. Second, Jesus is the source of all wisdom. Isaiah 11, 1 through 3. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide what he hears with his ears. And Luke 2:52 reveals that Jesus grew in wisdom. Paul in Colossians 2:2-3 reminds us that all wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ when he says, "My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." And a third thing we need to understand is that Jesus Christ is our true helper. Hebrews 4:14-16. "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." The fact that Jesus lived on earth and did not sin allows us to have him as our helper in our time of need. John 15:4-5 says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." This is Jesus talking. He's saying, "Abide in me, and I will abide in you, and I will help you bear fruit." Hebrews 7:23-25 says, "Now there have been many of those priests, since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them." What a beautiful ministry Christ has as our true helper. Now, what does the fact that Jesus is our wonderful counselor mean in our lives? We could go on for a long time talking about this, but I've just pulled a few for us to think about. Jesus' yoke is easy. In Matthew 11:28-30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus cares for those who are tired from carrying heavy burdens and invites them to join him as he walks with his Father. Jesus ministers deep soul rest that helps people learn to walk freely and lightly in life. Jesus' yoke is easy. Jesus also empathizes with us. The shortest Bible verse says so much. Jesus wept. That's John 11:35. Now, Jesus' tears at this point were for Mary and Martha as they were grieving the death of their dear brother Lazarus. And these were not tears of sympathy from Jesus. It's not that their sadness triggered his and he spilled it out. These were tears of compassion in which the wonderful counselor felt for them, cared for them, saw they were missing God's comfort, and wanted the best for them. Jesus is a high priest who sympathizes with us and empathizes with us. He sympathizes with us in that he knows our human weaknesses from the inside out because he was a human being. He knows our pain and our temptations to sin because he experienced pain and temptation to sin. But he moves from sympathy to empathy, staying focused on feeling for us and providing for what we need by giving access to his throne of grace to help us in our time of need. Jesus came to us from God full of grace. John 1:14. John contrasts Jesus with Moses, saying, "The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Jesus gave law truth like Moses did, but not in a way that the grace of God would be easily missed. You know, a lot of people read the Old Testament and they don't recognize God's grace. But when Christ came to earth, he brought grace in human form to earth. Jesus is full of grace and truth. People flocked to Jesus because his words were so gracious and his ministry was so life-giving. In one village after another, thousands of people at a time kept flocking around him to listen to his stories, share their needs with him, and to learn from him. Jesus is full of grace. Jesus knows your true need. As Jesus interacted with people, he diagnosed their true need. And this is a really important aspect of a counseling relationship. A counselor needs to be able to figure out what your true need is. A great example of this is his conversation with the rich young ruler. You remember this guy. He was really earnest about wanting to do what was right and good and to be the person for God that he could be. But he doesn't have peace. Jesus assesses that his real problem is not that he's falling short of obeying God's commands, but that he's holding on to his possessions and his status. Even his wanting to be good is largely for his own ego. Jesus looks him right in the eye and loves him deeply. This story is found in Mark 10, by the way. In effect, Jesus says to the young ruler, "I love you more than you know. I see that you have a wound in your heart and it's causing you to hold on tight to your wealth, but that's killing your soul. The best thing for you is to sell all your possessions and come follow me. I'll show you how to hold on to the God who loves you forever." Jesus knows your true need. Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves. In Christ, we have even better than a good counselor. We have a wonderful counselor. We have a counselor that inspires awe and wonder. He knows us better than we know ourselves because he created our inmost being. Psalm 139 again. Jesus, the wonderful counselor, also has God's eternal perspective that sees the whole big picture at once. Who better to guide us and teach us when our own human perspective is so limited? Jesus has insight into the human heart, into your heart. He knows all about us. He knows how we're wired, how we're motivated. Psalm 139, remember, tells us that he knows our innermost thoughts. He knows our words before we even speak them. He knows our longings. Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves. John chapter 2 tells us that Jesus knew what was in the heart of man. Throughout the Gospels, we see that people marveled at Jesus' ability to know what they were thinking, to know what was in their hearts. He's a wonderful counselor because he knows people. He's a wonderful counselor because he succeeded where we failed. Jesus, as he lived life on this earth, knew what it was to be wronged, to be sinned against, to be tired, to be lonely, to be disappointed, to be betrayed, but he never once sinned in response. He was never bitter, never unforgiving, never sinfully angry, never selfish. I know when I get tired, I tend to get a little impatient. Or when I feel overwhelmed, I tend to get a little snappy. But Jesus got tired and overwhelmed, but he never got impatient or snappy. He succeeded where we have failed, and that makes him a counselor who can help us with our need. He's a wonderful counselor because he knows how to help us. He knows the right prescription, the right solution for our problems. He knows exactly what you need. He knows how to give tailor-made grace and counsel to each situation. He has all wisdom. He is God. He knows everything. He knows whether we need encouragement or rebuke or reproof or practical instruction. This all makes him a wonder of a counselor. Jesus never has an unanswered question. He never needs anyone to give him input or to help him know how to counsel. You know, a lot of counselors have what they call case reviews, where they get together and they talk about their cases and they get ideas from other counselors on how to help their clients. Well, Jesus doesn't need this. He never has to ask anyone else, "What do you think I should do?" Never. He always knows what to do. This wonderful counselor knows everything. There's no limit to his knowledge or his understanding. His counsel is always right. He's omniscient and all-wise wonder of a counselor. And he's a wonder of a counselor because he will always tell us the truth. He doesn't just tell us what we want to hear, but he knows what we need to hear, and he'll tell us what we need to hear even if we don't want to hear it. Jesus will tell us the truth about our real condition if we'll listen to him. Jesus tells us the truth about the issues in our lives. Jesus will tell us where we've sinned. He'll tell us that we need to repent. He'll tell us how to be delivered. He'll tell us how we can be made whole. Sometimes the counsel of this world will actually make you worse instead of better. But Jesus' counsel will always make you better because it will be the truth. It will be the exact medicine that you need. Jesus is a wonder of a counselor because he has a proven track record. The counsel Jesus gives works. I'm sure you've seen this over and over again, how he's proven to be an able counselor. Think of the woman at the well who had that string of broken relationships. Jesus knew exactly what counsel she needed, and it changed her life. Think of the thief on the cross, or the demonized man who lived in the tombs and had to be chained up to keep him from hurting himself or others. Think of the woman who was brought to Jesus having been caught in the act of adultery. Think of Nicodemus, the religious leader who came to Jesus at night for counsel. Think of the rich young ruler wanting to know how to have eternal life. These are all kinds of people from all kinds of walks of life with all kinds of needs and circumstances. And Jesus gave each of those exactly the counsel they needed. Jesus is a wonderful counselor because he offers himself as the solution for our needs. He's not just like a professor standing up in front of the classroom or an armchair quarterback. He doesn't just tell us what to do. He is willing to walk with us and live with us by his Holy Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit in us enables us to live the life that Jesus counsels us to live. Jesus gives us the grace by his presence within us, and he offers himself as the solution for our needs. What more could a person want in a counselor? Jesus is the wonderful counselor we need for all time. And I want to challenge you today. If you're carrying a burden, something from your past, something that's going on right now, tell it to Jesus. He's always there. If you look for him, you will find this wonderful counselor. Our Father God, I pray a blessing on everybody who hears this today. I know there's a lot of hurt in the world. I know there's a lot of doubt. I know there's a lot of people questioning what path to take in their life. I know there's many people dealing with illness or family problems or financial problems or health. And the uncertainty of the presidential election coming up and the pandemic, all of these things cast a shadow over our lives, Father. And I pray that we will seek counsel from Jesus, our wonderful counselor, that we can know what path to take and that we can find the answers for our soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join us in person, we're currently meeting at 9 and 10:30 on Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Check out our website at cocep.org for current info on services and social distancing guidelines. Have a great week.